leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
I don't want to put pressure on anyone listening right now, but a marriage could potentially be on the line with this Savage or Sensible today.
Well, thank God you led with no pressure.
I love to do that. Yes, today's Savage or Sensible. When we got the message, I begged and pleaded for this person to come on the show to talk about this because I could not even believe this is something for us to discuss. But it is, and she's on with us this morning. Trisha, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I need your help.
Yes. You do, I guess. We've been saying it quite a bit that Thanksgiving this year is going to be different, and that certainly is the case for you and your family. Explain what's going on before we give our title, if you will, for today's Savage or Sensible.
Okay. This year is super weird. So I have a big family. We're still planning on getting together, but we're all pretty safe. Like, we keep our circles tight. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not nervous about that part. But my parents want to comply with the 10-person limit.
Okay.
So the problem with that, they're being safe. I'm actually proud of them. But I have 5 siblings. So there's like no way that we could do that without uninviting our significant others.
Oh, no.
So I haven't brought it up to my husband yet, but I really want to go. And I'm really close with my family, and I know that Thanksgiving won't be the same if I don't go. But I'd love to just, to salvage what we can of this year.
Yeah.
Plus, my mom is a chef, basically. Her cooking is a bomb. It's amazing.
No,
just stop talking about it. It's not real. It didn't really do it. It can't do that. It's impossible. Let me just put a little bow on this, dress this up a little bit.
Please.
Today's Savage or Sensible, going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list. That's essentially what we're talking about this morning, correct?
Correct. I want to know if it's savage for me to still go to my family's Thanksgiving, like, without my husband.
Spicy! Yeah. Spice alert!
I told you, Breeze, this one, man.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I need some context. Can we ask a couple follow-up questions?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's say that this is how it plays out. There you are, you and your siblings, you and your parents, you're eating away, your mom's delicious cooking, it's going great. What is your husband going to be doing instead? Because I think this is
big. Football. This is the best scenario ever.
Well, hang on. What will he be doing instead?
That's up to him, I don't think he has any other plans, but I was hoping, here's what I'm really hoping, that maybe the kids can stay with him and I can go hang out with my sisters and
you have children?
Yeah, we have a couple kids.
Okay. So, all right, hold on a sec. All right. So,
so you're abandoning your children?
What I was hoping you were going to say is that his family lives near us too and he'll just go with them and we'll FaceTime.
They live in California.
Not going to be going to his family's Thanksgiving. Instead, he will be babysitting the children and eating turkey sandwiches most likely. Oh boy.
Well, I was thinking, what if I got some takeout, And he doesn't, love my huge family. I mean, he loves them, but he doesn't, always like my huge family. So I'm thinking maybe, that'll be a selling point,
Wow.
It just goes to show that, you can say your family with your in-laws all you want, but the second things get tough, you're out of there.
Not for everybody, no. There will be some people, and specifically some men listening, who are going to be like, hey, can you sign me up for that? I will absolutely stay home and watch football and eat turkey sandwiches.
Your family. Exactly. You're always welcome here. Oh, yeah. Robert's not coming.
Okay. Hang on.
No.
Listen, this year is unique, okay? There's not usually a
It doesn't matter, but limit. It just goes to show that when times get tough, you're the first one to go.
Yeah. Okay. I can only give you my opinion from where I sit, right? But if I'm going to put myself in the shoes of your husband, if I can put myself in your husband sitting on the couch, sad, the kids probably running around screaming their heads off, and then he's just thinking about you sitting down eating a delicious dinner, as someone who is very food motivated, I would be incredibly resentful. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, the thing about it is that kind of grinds my gears is that I'm not trying to stereotype, so don't come for me, but
here we go.
There's situations that I'm sure your husband has found himself in where he just bitch and complains about how he doesn't want to go to things. And you can't just pick and choose when you want to go to things because there's bomb food involved. Like, you can't do that. It's either you want to go to all of them and you want to be involved, or you just want to stay at home.
So it's all or nothing? Everyone's
like,
all or
remember
nothing?
Remember that one time last Easter, Robert, when you didn't want to go to my family's house?
Oh,
well,
so, hold
here's
on.
Here's the chance now
wait,
to stay
wait, wait.
Home.
Breeze, is your advice to, like, attack him, essentially? I don't know if
not
that's
attack,
a good
but like,
idea.
But, like, gaslight a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea either. I'm sorry, Trish. I gotta go savage all the way here with this one. Breeze,
I think it's totally sensible. I think it's only sensible if you stay for, you carve out X amount of hours, maybe 2 to 3 hours, you're going to be there max, and you bring home leftovers for your kids. Like, I just don't really think it would be that savage if it was like, I don't know. You ate at noon.
Yeah, but
three.
Don't you want to spend? Well, here's the other thing too, right? Don't you want to spend Thanksgiving with, you know, I know your parents and your siblings are family, but like your nuclear family, you and your husband and your kids, don't you want to spend it with them?
She can go home at 3.
Yeah.
I'm wiping my hands of this.
Do you feel the least bit bad about essentially abandoning them for a little bit?
Abandoning?
Let her answer, please.
Listen, I like the idea of bringing home, you know, some food for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to turn down leftovers,
right?
But
I'm
just telling you, if it were me, I would be resentful.
You're like, we're like hunters and gatherers. You're going out and you're getting the stuff.
You're essentially
fighting for your family right now.
No. Oh, God. Okay. Right. We need to get some more opinions on this one. 585-222-9800. Savage or sensible? Got Trish on now. She has not asked yet, but she's considering this. So this really could make or break a marriage. Going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list due to COVID. If you want to jump in on that, poll is up now, 98pxy.com. Trish, keep listening. We'll see what other people think.
You're a hero, Trish.
Stop.
Thank you.
Also, Trish, if you do have extra leftovers, let me know. I'll be happy to accept them.
Will do.
Thanks. Let's grab a bunch of calls. We'll get people on hold here. 222-9800. Who's this?
My name is Dylan. I'm calling from Rochester.
All right. What do you think for today's Savage or Sensible? Going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list because of COVID.
I would say it's totally savage in different ways. The reason why I say that is because I would put myself in their shoes.
Right.
And how she would feel if he had gone to his family's house and she was to stay home and babysit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, you would feel excluded because, well, you were
excluded. Right, right. I just don't think it's fair. Unless she's like, oh, I don't want to go. That's a whole different story, but it sounds like at this point, he probably doesn't even know that he's not invited to this dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, probably don't agree. But Breeze, you disagree.
Yeah, I mean, listen, misery loves company. I mean, if you're going to sit there and make your wife stay home because you can't go, I think that's pretty selfish of you. Also, like, she's going to be gone for 3 hours. She'll bring you home food. I don't really see the problem. But.
Well, hold on. All right. Well, let's flip roles here. Let's put you in the shoes of her husband. You would be okay if this happened to you, if Rachel was going to her parents for a delicious, amazing Thanksgiving dinner. And I know you're not that food motivated, so maybe that doesn't matter to you. But you also have a serious case of the fear of missing out and FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it would bother you at all?
I mean,
you'd be okay with it.
I'd definitely throw some shade, but at the end of the day, it's her decision. For people weighing in saying that this marriage won't last, like, you call me drama. Like, let's buckle down for a second here and pump the brakes.
A little aggressive.
Right. But I think that's a little too extreme for the marriage to not last, but I feel like this is where, I mean, I see both sides. This is where communication comes to play. Like, if they're both like, oh, that's totally cool. Like, if you go, I'll babysit or I'll eat the leftovers or we'll celebrate before or after you go. I guess at this point, it's like kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would kind of be, I wouldn't be upset. I would kind of be hurt emotionally.
Yeah. Well, that's the danger, though. I don't think this means their marriage won't work out, but it could spark a little resentment, and once that's floating around, that's never a good thing. So I do think it could lead to some problems.
Next time they get in a fight,
they'll
be like, well, your family doesn't like me anyway.
Right.
Remember that time I didn't
go to Thanksgiving? Yeah. Absolutely. No, right. Couldn't agree more. Thanks for the call this morning. You have a lovely day.
See ya.
You too, bye.
Bye. Let's grab another one, 222-9800. Bill from Greece checking in. You want to jump in today's Savage or Sensible, going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list due to COVID.
Let's be honest. It's totally savage. And let's look at the reason.
Okay.
If your family's using coronavirus as the scapegoat to have your significant other not be there, they really don't like your significant other.
Oh no.
Oh, poking some holes in the story.
With the conspiracy theory.
I'm just saying, because if they think he's got the COVID, don't think he's your significant other, so do you.
Well, she said they wanted to comply with the rules, and it is 10 people or less. Now, if he was the only one to get caught, I could certainly see why you might be able to make that assumption, but I don't know if that's necessarily fair, because he's not just the only one that was uninvited.
Is it at their house because the governor is not going to be checking people's homes to see if there's 10 people at it, though?
Are you sure?
Yeah, we just talked about it. The police aren't peeking through the windows without the warrant, but it's an honor system, Billy?
I've seen plenty of memes popping around of, you don't know that
Cuomo pops out of the turkey. He's like, boo!
You don't know that Cuomo's not there wearing that Aunt Edna mask and pops it up. Oh, you got 11. I got you.
You can also look at it as a funeral for the turkey. I mean, 30 people allowed a funeral, so just say you're, having a funeral for the turkey.
I have seen that go around as well. All right, man. Thanks for the call this morning. You have a great one.
Yep.
Bye.
See ya.
A few more.
A funeral from the turkey? I didn't even think about it like that.
That's another meme that's gone around. You haven't seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Really? Yeah. No, that's pretty popular, too.
The internet is a wild place.
That
truly
is. All right. A couple more quick texts here before we go to the poll at 98pxy.com. Let's see. This texter, Savage. So I think the best way for her to figure out what she should do is put herself in the position of if she was going to have to stay home, how she would feel if her husband went out and left her with the kids on Thanksgiving. How would she feel? That's from Randy. Always good to do that. Put yourself in their shoes. This texter, Savage for sure. If my significant other and kids were not invited to my family's for dinner, I would not be going.
I mean, it's circumstantial. It's not like they're doing it because they hate your kids. Like, I think people are looking way too far into it. Like, it's just a sign of the times. Like, it has nothing to do with... If you take it as a personal attack, then that's a you problem, I feel like.
I don't know if it is. Because hold on.
They wouldn't do this any other year.
Well, hang on. Because just like you said before, where if it's, you could have the greatest in-laws in the world, but they will always side with their child, obviously. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the same can be said the other way around. Once you're a married couple and you have kids and you have your own family, like that is, your parents are still your parents, are still your family, but your core family is that group, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And that's the one that you need to focus on the most. I mean, especially if you have kids and you're raising kids.
But you can still do both. I think that's what people aren't really understanding is like, she can still go for a couple hours and come home and do Thanksgiving with her husband or children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people aren't being very, they're not really leaning, like, they're just picking one side. They're not seeing both sides of it.
What do you mean?
What I don't really understand. They're not, it's just like black and white. Either she goes and she abandons her husband and her kids, or she stays and she abandons her parents and her siblings. Like, do both.
Yeah, but you're still excluding them. There's no two sides to that. You're excluding them from the situation.
I think I'm just a pleaser. I'm just trying to make everyone happy. So
you are?
Mm-hmm. Sure am.
Alrighty, let's go to the poll at 98pxy.com. Oh, Breeze.
Yes.
Savage is in the lead for quite a while on the poll at 98pxy.com. I just checked, though. We are now at 50%. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm. It's time to make a game time decision.
Yeah,
we gotta next call.
We got to go to call off.
585-222-9800. You can be the deciding vote for today's Savage or Sensible. Mm-hmm. Savage or Sensible, going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list due to COVID restrictions. What's it going to be?
Here we go. It's Team PXY. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Jill. How are you today?
Doing good, Jill. A lot on your plate right now, Jill. A lot of pressure.
No pun intended.
A lot of responsibility. Definitely pun intended. A lot of responsibility. Savage or Sensible, what are you going to go with?
Here's the deal. If she plans on going just for a couple hours just to see her parents,
okay,
I don't think that's a problem. As long as she's going to go home and celebrate Thanksgiving with her family, mm-hmm, and do the tradition, I don't think it's a problem, because it's tough times. I mean, COVID is putting everybody in a mental place right now where it's like you have to start choosing, and it's crazy.
Sure.
And if it was a regular day, you know, like, hey, your husband's not coming, there's an issue. There's something going on. But
sure.
It's a major holiday.
Thank you, Joe.
And as long as she's just going to see her parents and coming right home, I mean, the husband should understand, because
Couldn't agree more.
Maybe those parents are old. Maybe their immune system's compromised. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just sticklers to follow the rules.
All right, so I'm hearing.
As long as that's the situation, though. As long as she's coming home and still having that Thanksgiving with her family.
Perfect.
So what you're saying.
Then I think that's savage.
Okay, so what you're saying is that there cannot be a post-turkey tryptophan nap involved at her parents. She needs to go home before that.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Go and say hi. That's your parents. They might be old. You know, people think different ways. But if you're not going to go home and put on your significant other, your husband, your immediate family.
This is what I've been saying,
Jill. That's going to be a problem.
Okay.
So what are you going to do, Jill? What are you saying?
I think it's both Sensible and Savage.
You can't do that. You're the deciding vote, Jill.
Oh, wow. That one didn't sound great.
Okay, I'm going to say Sensible then.
Okay, all right.
Perfect.
Right. Thanks, Jill. You have a great one.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a first. Never doing that again.
Nice
that
little combo platter.
Not sound good.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy. 98PXY wants to salute every healthcare worker who continues.